Time for motoring with James Ward, the content director for drive.com.au. A very good morning to you, buddy.
Mate, how are you? It's always a fun time of the week.
I know. I love this time of the week. And once again this week, folks, sorry to do this to you, but we're talking electric vehicles. But we're talking big electric vehicles, the electric Toyota Land Cruiser 60 Series. It's debuting in Tokyo this week.
Yeah, so this week the Tokyo Motor Show is on, and look, as we all know, Toyota have been traditionally a bit late to the electric party. They've been focusing obviously on hybrids for the last 25 odd years, but now they're kind of stepping things up, and we've heard a lot of chatter about smaller Toyota electrics. We've got the BZ4X, which is a little SUV that we'll see early next year, but for the Tokyo Motor Show, they are going to be talking electric Land Cruisers. So that's a big full format three-row car that, as a Land Cruiser, has to be off-road capable.
What sort of electric motors in them? I mean, it's got to have some towing capacity, hasn't it?
Well, this is it, right? Like, we've sort of gone through these early phases of, you know, the cars like the Teslas and like the Hyundai Ioniq 6 that are really efficient and really good in terms of energy recovery. So they can be a hyper mile electric car. We've also seen the super luxury stuff, like the BMW i7, like some of the stuff overseas where they've gone, you know what, let's throw the house at it. This thing's going to be amazing. So now, as the battery technology and the capability is getting even more advanced, to put something, you know, in the US, you've got the Rivian, which is available as an SUV and a Ute, right, which is an off-road go-anywhere vehicle. You've got the F-150 Lightning, so it's a big full-size Ford Ute that's full electric. So now for Toyota to look at this and go, okay, well, it's got to be able to take, you know, five people plus stuff a long way off the track. So gone are the days where you've got, you know, 250 kilometres range. Gone are the days when you can't tow anything, where you can't carry anything. I think if Toyota's going to do it, they're going to do it properly. And it will be, it'll be really, really interesting because this is the next generation.
I know. I'm thinking, though, is it going to have enough room in the back for a generator?
Well,
if it goes too far off the bitumen?
Well, this is the thing, right? Like, so Australia, you're still, like, all of this is a great idea and it's wonderful in concept and the vehicles themselves are pretty amazing. But yeah, as soon as you get out past the Black Stump, there's not a lot of places to charge. And one of our guys, Glenn Butler, was up in the Northern Territory earlier this year with Porsche driving the Taycan wagon down. And he said, look, it was possible to do that long trip from Darwin down towards Adelaide using electric chargers, but it wasn't easy. And you've got a lot of wait times in plugging the things in, and you're hoping that there's nobody there blocking it for you and all that sort of stuff. So if you think, if you're getting in your electric Land Cruiser and thinking of crossing the Simpson, the thing may climb Big Red really well just out of Birdsville there, but as soon as you're off the beat track, there's nowhere to plug them in. And needing all of that power, you need big batteries that can't be charged off solar. It can't be trickle charged. You need high speed charging. So, look, it is a direction that we're going. It is great to see Toyota putting a lot of investment behind it because we know they'll do a good job. But Australia is still not there yet.
No. All right. Hey, listen, just something else I saw on your website. I love your website, drive.com, folks. Is there an AU? Let me have a look.
AU, yeah.
Yeah. Drive.com.au. The real reason why paramedics want you to have a baby on board sticker. Now, we've all seen them, and I've always wondered, why have you got that sticker? Do you want me to drive more carefully knowing that you have a baby on board? I could never work it out, but there is a reason.
Yeah, so it's slightly, I guess it's slightly macabre if you want to look at it that way, but if your vehicle is involved in an accident, so say there's a baby on board, they know to be looking for an infant.
Sure.
And if you're in a collision where things move around and maybe the car's been squashed a little bit, they may see you in the driver's seat and do everything they can to get you out and not realise that you've got a very, very small passenger on board. So having that sticker, while you see people, you know, using it to sort of be a bit of a, I guess, a bit of a flex, a bit of a, you know, call out to maybe I'm a good driver and be careful of me, I've got the kids on board. But for emergency services, seeing that, they will look for little passengers.
Because I always thought the reason was to indicate to other drivers, please take it easy around me, I've got precious cargo on board. That's what I thought they were.
Well, look, and I guess if you take it that way, yeah, that's not a bad thing. But there's some pretty clever technology that's being employed in this kind of space. So BMW have an SOS system in their car that if you have an accident and you, so say you're driving along, family's on board, you're in a nice X5 and you have to swerve to avoid a kangaroo and the car rolls down a ditch off a mountain road. The car knows the airbags have deployed. So it uses it's got a 4G phone SIM in the car. It calls emergency services. It puts them through to you through the car's telephone system. It knows exactly where you are. So it knows your GPS coordinates and knows how fast you were traveling, but it knows how many seatbelts were in place. So if you've got mum, dad and two kids on board and this thing's gone over, they go, there are four people in this car and we can direct you directly to them. We're trying to contact them and all we can hear is maybe a baby crying and somebody moaning. No one's conscious. They know to get there right away. So some impressive technology to try and work with this kind of thing. But look, I guess even a simple system of a sticker on the side of the car to let emergency services know that there is a baby on board, it's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing. There's another article on your website, and you and I might look at it next week. It's the 14 points to look out for when test driving a potential new car. It's a really good read. We might look at that next time.
Yeah, look, I think it's one of those things that buying you, so many people these days are going to buy a car and are even not test driving it at all and, you know, hoping that the thing will just show up at their house. But there are some really important things that a test drive can show you that you can't get out of even, you know, watching a video or reading a great review. So we've got some really good tips on things to do with a test drive, great questions to ask,
yeah,
so that you know that this is the right car for you.
I love it. It's a really good read, drive.com.au. But you and I might talk about that next week. James, have a great week.
You too, mate, and we'll chat then.
Look forward to it. James Ward, drive.com.au.